Happy Saturday, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your weekend. We are here on the feed with another bonus episode. It's one of our Be Our Guest podcast community check-ins from way back on Friday night, June 5th, 2020. But this show is pretty evergreen. I thought it might be something fun to take as you walk the dogs or take a long run this weekend. Whatever you do, though, stay cool because I know it is hot, hot, hot here around the United States in many places. Hydrate. Keep yourself safe and take the Be Our Guest podcast along. We have more pixie dust stories for you here over the next hour as we take your calls. We did this on Tuesday's show, and we're doing it again here on a Saturday. It's fun to hear about little small pieces of magic that Disney makes for us, whether it's a cupcake, some other kind of a dessert, maybe a room upgrade, or a special experience that a cast member surprised us with. It's kind of the fun stuff we dream about as Disney fans. Don't forget you can support the show three ways. Book your next trip with the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. We are getting a little crazy with those 2021 packages. So if you want to head down next year, now is the time to book. And let me just tell you, if you want to go this fall and you have an annual pass, there are some amazing steals of a deal on deluxe resorts, especially. You might stay at a deluxe resort for cheaper than you could have at a moderate under normal circumstances. So just drop by the Magic for Less, fill out that quote form, mention the show, and you and I are going to be planning that next trip whenever you're comfortable. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Every purchase through that link helps support the show, and you still get all those Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra. Again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Finally, if you really want to help the show during these lean times in travel, become a patron. Patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Lots of great content. We have polls every day, discussions. I put up pictures from back in the day, kind of behind-the-scenes stuff with the shows, and you get a bonus episode of the show. It's called Mike in the Midwest, a mini podcast every Thursday for our patrons. So check it out today over at patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Friday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast community check-in live here on Facebook. We are broadcasting from the beautiful Be Our Guest Podcast studios in St. Peters, Missouri, just west of St. Louis, right along the lovely Missouri River. We are going to have a great time tonight with another community check-in. We're going to be taking your calls at 407-413-9395. That's 407-413-9395. We are sitting down and recording this show live on Friday night, June 5th, 2020. And tonight, the topic of the show is going to be carried over from last night because we had such amazing responses. And I know we didn't get to all the calls last night. They were coming in three at a time, and I couldn't catch them all. So we're going to talk about more Disney pixie dust stories. When you've been on a Disney vacation, whether it's out at Disneyland, Alexis called in last night with, I just set my trigger off. If I set yours off, I apologize. But she called in and gave some Disneyland magic. Stuff happens on the cruise line, because I have a cruise line story tonight that I'm going to share. And, of course, Walt Disney World, Alfred, gave us a great one last night about his. And we talked about how he wasted a cupcake, and I'm still bitter 23 hours later. But we're going to have a good time talking about pixie dust stories. What has been comped to you? What have you seen that a cast member has gone above and beyond to make your trip more magical? So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. I think we need this kind of stuff, especially in today's times. We just need some good news to think about. All right, so in the news, we didn't really talk about this a whole lot, but the NBA is going to restart an abbreviated season down at Walt Disney World. We talked about this briefly last night, but not in depth. What are your thoughts of having the NBA down at Walt Disney World? Is this going to affect your trip? Does this get you excited? You know what? I think I said this a little bit last night. I'm not an NBA fan. I don't really watch the NBA. I'm not really a big... I played basketball in high school, but I'm more of a baseball, football guy, like over the last 10 years. Even hockey. I used to play a ton of hockey. Got my teeth knocked out playing hockey before. But I've kind of fallen off on that lately, too. It's more baseball, football. But the NBA has me curious about Walt Disney World just for the logistics of it all. I hope that we get to see some cross promotion of Walt Disney World with NBA coverage on ESPN. That would get me in. So I'm excited for that. So we'll see how it goes. All right, we got calls rolling in. I got to quit yakking and let's get talking. Hey, who's the first caller of the night? Who's joining us?
Hi, this is Nora in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hey, is it Nora? I just want to make sure I get it right.
No, yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks for calling. It's the Queen City.
Yes, it is. Yes. I cannot believe that I got through. This is the first time I've ever called.
I love it. I love when I see a phone number I've never seen before. It gets me all excited. I get to meet somebody new tonight. Not that I don't love talking to Alfred and all of our regulars. I love you guys, too, but it's fun to talk to new people, too. So hope you're having a great night. Thanks for taking the time to call in. What's going on?
Yeah, so I wanted to share about some pixie dust that my son and I had on our trip last summer. So funny enough, it was July 11th, 2019, which I know is the reopening date for this year.
If you'd only
known.
That's
kind of funny.
Exactly.
So that was the last time I was at Disney. And it was, my mom passed away a few years ago, so we were celebrating her birthday there. It was something I knew she would have loved to do, and she, you know, died before the grandkids came along and stuff. So it was a really, you know, big day for us. It was his first time going, just me and him. He was almost four at the time. So we were doing it on her birthday, which was really a big deal to me. And my reservation got messed up, and they were trying to fix my Magic Band at the hotel, and they ended up accidentally deleting all of my fast passes.
Oh.
Except they didn't delete his. So it was very confusing. So we, you know, tried to use them, and it wasn't working, whatever. So we went to the little guest service kiosk. And I was like, I don't know how any of this works. I haven't been here since I was like eight. What do I do? And, you know, it was really nice to the guy. And I was like, help. And, you know, my kids messing around and getting squirrely. It took a while. It took maybe an hour to get.
Oh, my gosh. I could imagine having a kid for an hour, you know, trying to get all those like details sorted out. That's just not a good situation.
It was. And meanwhile, our fast passes are ticking by and missing stuff. And I'm like, I just don't know what to do. And it was, we were doing one day and then going to see family in Jacksonville. So that was our one shot. So he was like, if you could just stick with me, I will hook you up. And I was like, I trust you. He ended up giving us some of the, I don't even know what you call them, the kinds that you can use for any ride.
Yes. Yes.
He restored all of ours. Then he gave us several of those, some of which refilled themselves. I don't even know how that worked. And then we were over at Tomorrowland Speedway, and my son, we'd just ridden it for the second time because we had these crazy fast passes. My son was in heaven, and we ran into the cast member that helped us. And I walked up to him, and I said, hey, I just wanted to say thank you. This is just, you know, a couple hours later. I said, this has made our day so much better. I just really wanted to say thank you for that. And he said, wait, we've got one more surprise for you. And I said, what? Okay. So I was just trying to say thank you. I wasn't expecting that. So he goes, okay, you go over to whatever the town square place is called, and we're giving you reserved parade seating.
Oh, my gosh.
For the 3 o'clock parade. So we got to sit. We were on the whatever that thing in the middle is, the circle.
Yeah.
Right by the train station down below.
Yeah, kind of where the, right, where like they put the Christmas tree and the flagpole and all that stuff.
Yeah, so we were on the side kind of facing towards where it ends.
Mm-hmm.
So we weren't facing right up Main Street. We were facing like they came around straight at us. We were kind of on the backside facing the train station. It was crazy. We were so close to everything in the parade. He was dancing. The characters were dancing and gesturing at him. We ended up standing next to, I think it's the area that they also use for cast members who are off duty, because he was chatting with the guy standing next to us, and he couldn't tell us who he was friends with, but he was definitely friends with somebody, and he knew all the performers, and they were waving at him, and it was just a blast.
Yes, and you know what, I think that, you know, obviously, like, working as in the travel industry, as a travel, I'm not somebody who went to college for sales or business or anything like that. I'm a person who grew up and I wanted to be a teacher, and I did that for 17 years. I really enjoyed it. So my background is in education and teaching elementary age kids. That's what I learned. But I'm always a lifelong learner, and I like to study things. And one of the things about Disney, of course, it's the attractions, it's the thematic stuff, but it's also their business practices and kind of on the side of like guest recovery where, you know, something goes wrong. And so you get to a point where, you know, with a guest, it could continue to go wrong, or you could just kind of nip it in the bud. Or what I think Disney does more, and it's not always all the time, because you have so many, you know, tens of thousands of cast members, you can't expect it from everybody. But for the most part, what happens is, I think that a negative experience at Walt Disney World lots of times it turned into an opportunity. And like you said, this started off as a negative story, but it turned out like a like a Walt Disney World commercial for you guys.
It really was. And I was like, oh my God, my kid is so spoiled now. He doesn't know that this is not how it works.
Exactly.
Like, this is, you know, the one day he spent at Disney World in his life, and we kind of got to do whatever. We went on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train twice.
Yeah. You got to be careful, because when you go back, you'll be like, I can't stand in these lines. These lines are for suckers.
Oh my God. And then I managed to lose, apparently this is really common, I managed to lose my magic band on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. I guess it happens all the time.
I've heard that, yes.
Yeah, it just went flying off, and then I couldn't find it. And we had the one-day ticket, so I had my card with me. So we had to go to another guest services, and I was like, now I don't know what to do because I don't have a magic band anymore. And they were super nice about it. But we talk about that probably once a week.
Oh, my gosh.
He has his magic band, and he places it around the house. Where did you lose your magic band, Mommy? Oh, my gosh.
What's your son's name?
He remembers that day. Hit Ben.
Oh, that's so cool that Ben has that, and he just, you know, that way you have that. You know, magic bands are magic when you're at Walt Disney World. You know, when I get home, like the first time after being there for like 7 or 8 days, I try to go to the gas station and pay for something with a magic band. They're like, wait, what are you doing, dude? Why are you trying to tap me? But, you know, it's one of those things that for a kid, though, I love that it's almost like a tangible memory. You know, like when they have that and wear it and hold it, like they can hold on to those memories right there in their hand. That's a great, you know, I never thought about it that way.
Yeah. We have the shirts that I just got them. I think Cole's got us some Disney shirts to wear down. We wear them all the time, and we have little, you know, kind of coordinating shirts. We have that little memory from our trip too.
Well,
but I know you've got lots of people probably waiting in line, but I just wanted to share that story. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me tonight.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to the show. I'm not kidding. Every person takes time to listen. It tickles me, man. It's so incredible. And I sure appreciate you starting us off, because you know what, this is the stuff where we can all smile. It gives us a good feeling in our heart. And, just watching the news and all the stuff going on, it's just, you know, there's so much sad. Mm-hmm. And just, we need a little of this good stuff. So thanks for calling in. I sure appreciate it. And don't be a stranger. I got to hear from you again.
Absolutely.
Right. Tell Ben we said hello. You too. Bye-bye.
Will do. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 407-413-9395. What a way to start the show. That's awesome. Again, guest recovery. Disney does it better than anybody. All right. We have our next call on the line from the 336. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, this is Olivia from North Carolina. How are you?
Olivia, what's going on in North Carolina? Is it hot and steamy there?
It is, but that's how I like it. So all is well.
Yes. I like it that way here. We drove the Jeep with the top down, the doors off, to go pick up the Mexican tonight. And I got to admit, it was even hot driving 60 miles an hour with all that going on. And we're trying to keep the fajitas from flying off, you know, because it's super windy. So we made it, though. Yeah, yep. I like it hot, but it's a little warm right now.
Well, I bet you do like it like that, because like 8 months out of the year up there, it's not like that at all, right? It's just really cold all the time.
Well, see, the thing about St. Louis is we get, you got to look at it. It's depending on, I'm very optimistic about a lot of, and I love weather, so don't get me wrong. Like, I want to move to Florida when we retire, because I love like the dynamic weather of Florida, big afternoon thunderstorms, you know, hurricanes. Not that I want to get my house knocked over or anything. I'm not saying that, but like, I just love extreme weather. But like in St. Louis, in the Midwest, like we'll get down to like 10 below in the wintertime, like in January. And then in July or August, we'll get like 110, you know, so it's like we get the extreme. So it's like, yeah, I don't
right,
know. You know, it's
yeah.
like when we get like an 80 degree day with low humidity, I'm just like, thank you, Lord. You gave us 3 good days this year. But anyway,
that's right.
That's how
yeah.
we look.
In North Carolina, we consider the Missouri people are southern friends up north. You know, you guys are kind of southern too, and you got that southern heat and humidity as well.
Hey,
so.
I'll take it. You know, we're in the SEC, you know, so that's the Southeastern Conference. We're nowhere near the Southeast, but we'll take, you know, I'm a SEC football fan my whole life. I know you guys are ACC, but we'll take it. I don't know what
right,
we are. We're just Midwest. But what's going on? So you got a pixie dust story?
Okay, so my boyfriend and I went in March. I've called before and talked about this, I think, once or twice. We snuck in our trip, which was 8 days, and then on our the day we left, about 1 week later, Disney ended up closing. So we really snuck in our big trip by just a week there. And so we didn't get any pixie dust per se, not in the traditional way of, you know, free dessert or anything like that, but we did just have an overall just lovely, magical time, and a few cast members that just stood out as really friendly. One of our favorite things that we did would go to Cape May Buffet. And Mike, I know you're a seafood fan, but haven't you said that you have been to Cape May Buffet?
Next time you make an ADR plus one for me so I can go, because my wife my wife will walk around the place, because I do understand it does have a smell. Like, if you don't like seafood, it's pretty strong. It's pungent.
Okay. I think that is so funny because everybody says that, but here's what I think. All right. When I was little, I would get car sick really easily, and my mom would always put on vanilla perfume in the car. And so I've always hated the smell of vanilla for that reason. And I think the beach club has like a vanilla smell in the lobby.
It does. You're right. It does.
Yeah, which most people like, and I just don't like that smell. And to me, when I walk in, the seafood smells good, and the vanilla smell like kind of is bad. So I'm like the exact opposite of what everybody else thinks of that place. When I walk in, I thought it smelled so good. Now, we were walking in at like, our reservation was like 5 p.m., which is exactly when they opened. So maybe it was a little bit of a fresher seafood smell than what everybody else gets
when
they're in there.
I think if you walk through there right now, it would probably still smell. That's just me. It's probably, it's been closed for 3 months, but that's, I don't know.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Who knows, though? Maybe. That's a good thing. If anybody listens, it works at the beach club. You got to let us know. I don't know. Maybe you have, you know, like those, there's like commercials for some kind of like a spray, you know, for like teenagers' bedrooms. It was like, you've gone nose blind. I mean, I guess if you work at the beach club, you've probably gone nose blind to the Cape May smell. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, maybe when they close, they're like, this is our chance. Like, let's try to get the smell out of here. Let's scrub this place.
Possibly.
Yeah, but that was one of our best experiences. Well, we loved everything. We had an amazing time, but it was one of our favorite things. It's the restaurant that we always talk about that we want to go back to was Cape May Buffet. And like I said, our reservation was about 5 p.m. and the waitress was just so super friendly, just in the total Disney traditional way. And she gave us lots of tips. We were going to make it to Fantasmic that night, and she was telling us about where to sit and things like that. And we also had a very friendly server at Tony's Town Square restaurant, which is a restaurant that everybody, like when I was doing my research, everybody seems to not like it, but we love Tony's Town Square. What do you think of Tony's, Mike?
I like Tony's, but and here's the thing too. St. Louis has a lot of really good Italian restaurants. Now, so I've gone there a few times. It's not like, I like Mama Melrose better as far as the food, because they're both Italian. But the thing was, every time we've eaten at Tony's, we have eaten out on the patio, you know, kind of the covered outdoor area.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
In one time the parade was going by, because this was like when Spectrum, and this was a long time ago, because Spectrum Magic was happening, and we lingered with our desserts. I think we got like a chocolate cake or something, you know, for us for desserts. So we kind of lingered out there, and it was amazing. I mean, it's not the best restaurant in the world, but it's, I mean, I don't know. Of course, social media is very opinionated, and sometimes I read reviews of Tony's like, if you dare walk in there, you are lucky to come out alive. You know, like, I'm like, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it's not the best, but I mean, some people act like it's going to kill you if you go in there, and it's not that.
I know. And to be honest, where we live, we don't have a lot of good Italian restaurants. I'm just going to say it. We like Olive Garden. I mean, we like it. So our standards for Italian food are not so high. And we just really liked it. My boyfriend loved the food. And our server was super friendly. My boyfriend and I used to be servers, so we love a really friendly server. That's like one of our favorite things to encounter. But yeah, now we have a lot of really good Mexican restaurants where I live. And we went to San Angel, in the one, not the one on the water, the one where you could see the tomb on the inside, that not tomb, temple, I guess.
I don't know that it's a tomb, but let's go with that.
Whatever it was, it was so beautiful. It was really pretty, but we have a lot of really good Mexican food where we live. And so that one, to us, the food was a little bit like, which I've heard the one on the water has the better food anyway.
See, I think Mexican though, people have such a wide like range of what they like. Like, some people like Tex-Mex. I think La Hacienda is the one in the water.
True.
I think they're more Tex-Mex, where San Angel on the inside is kind of more authentic, like, because really, I mean, what I've learned, you know, I love Mexican. It's my favorite kind of food of all time. But what I've always been told is from our server at Las Fuentes, we were really good friends with. She is from Colombia. And she says more like authentic Mexican food is more bland. You know, it's not like real, you know, flashy, spicy kind of stuff. I really like San Angel Inn over La Hacienda. But again, I think it's just different styles. But I think, too, what it is, it's kind of like for me, like Tony's. it's the whole experience. Like if San Angel Inn wasn't inside and dark and like candlelit and the boat's going by and you got the big tomb, no temple or whatever it is, the pyramid, you know, it's like, it's just, it's, and the thing was too, before I ever got down to Walt Disney World, I was always reading like Birnbaum's guides, you know, the guidebooks. And, you know, I was dreaming like someday when I get to Walt Disney World, because of course that one has a great picture and it's got a good review. It's very thematic. So I told myself like someday when I get to go to Walt Disney World and go to this place called Epcot, I am going to eat in this restaurant. And I still kind of, you know, I still get that even now, you know, 20 years later.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, even though the food was not our favorite, I mean, my boyfriend loved it so much, he can't wait to go back. Just the atmosphere was just that impressive and beautiful. But, okay, I do have one more story that's not really pixie dust per se at the hands of a cast member anyway, but it felt very pixie dust to me. Okay, so during our trip, we had 8 days. We had single park tickets, so no park hopper. But on our Animal Kingdom day, on our first Animal Kingdom day, we didn't really plan to, but we ended up rope dropping and staying until park closed, like after park closed. So we had like a heck of a day at Animal Kingdom, and we did like everything that we wanted to do and more. We actually rode Everest 6 times that day. Oh, that so we really...
Me. You're stronger than me.
Well, that's about my favorite ride in Disney World, and it's up there for my boyfriend too. We just loved it. So we rode it 6 times, and I mean, we like did Animal Kingdom. And so our last day, the day we were supposed to leave, we were supposed to do Animal Kingdom as well. I had a Flight of Passage fast pass and a Safari fast pass, and I talked to my boyfriend about it because we didn't have another Epcot day, and we had only really done just like a little bit of Epcot, and we were wanting to go back. And I was like, well, you know, we kind of really did Animal Kingdom. We could go back to Animal Kingdom on our last day if you want, or we could go to Epcot. And so he said he wanted to go to Epcot, and the Flower and Garden Festival was starting, and we didn't get to do that yet. So I dropped our Flight of Passage Fast Pass like the day before, which I feel like hardly anybody ever does. And I thought, okay, somebody can get that and enjoy it.
You made somebody's day. Somebody's like, whoa, what? Look, we got fast passes.
Right, yeah. And one of the things that we loved in Epcot, or especially I loved, was Frozen, the ride. Mm-hmm. And so I had dropped, all right, all of our Animal Kingdom fast passes. And then I went to look for an Epcot fast pass. And I was like, I really only want a Frozen, but I'm sure there won't be one there. And I went and there was a Frozen for exactly the time I wanted, 10 a.m. And I grabbed it and we got our Frozen fast pass. And obviously that's not like pixie dust at the hands of a cast member, but it really felt like pixie dust because that was really the only, you know, that's the last fast pass I wanted. I just wanted to ride Frozen one more time. And we really didn't get to rope drop that day. And I didn't want to stand in line for like an hour because it was our last day. We only had like 4 hours left. So I thought, okay, if we don't get a fast pass, we're not doing Frozen. But then like, boom, it was just there like magic, like a 10 a.m. Frozen fast pass. And I was like,
It's weird how stuff like that happens on Disney trips, because I've had that happen more than you would think. Like where, you know, it's like, well, here's the thing, Scott, I go down with my buddies, the Gardeners, and his wife, Elizabeth. Honestly, there'll be times we're down there for race weekend. Scott will be there. I'll be there. We're running these races, just hanging out. And so we won't have great fast passes because when we go just us, like we're terrible about planning. We go with no ADRs. We don't even get fed. Scott will make some fast passes. I never make them, and we just roll with whatever he's got. But like, we're like, so here's what we do. We really want to go on something. We text his wife. His wife's back in Michigan, and she somehow has this like system where she'll schedule, like she works like she'll get us fast passes that are kind of close to what we want. Like we want to ride, yeah, I don't know, like Test Track in the morning. She'll schedule us for like either Soarin' in the morning or like Test Track at night, and then like keep modifying them till she gets it like where we need it. It's crazy, but you're right. I mean, sometimes like an ADR will pop up, a fast pass will pop up that you're like, man, I couldn't get this 2 months ago, and now I'm getting it, you know, for an hour from now, and I stressed about this for 2 months. It's just one of those things, like it is. It's kind of like Disney magic, or it's just like it was, you know, I look at it as like it was just meant to be, you know, it's something. It's karma.
Right.
It's karma.
Yeah.
Like you gave somebody a Flight of Passage fast pass, so it's kind of the universe paying you back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and, you know, everyone was just so friendly the whole trip. And so we didn't get any like actual, I guess, technical pixie dust. But I mean, like, we just had the most amazing time. So So there you go. If anybody goes and they hope for some pixie dust and you don't get it, I mean, we still had like the most incredible trip. I couldn't imagine it being any better. So
that's awesome.
Because everyone's just so friendly. There's the pixie dust right there.
That's exactly it. Yeah. And my wife was also a server. So we always tip well, and we're always very kind to all servers that we encounter, especially now coming out of this, we're going to be, you know, very kind with the tips and very patient with everything they've gone through.
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Mike, for having me on. I appreciate it. I hope you have a great night.
You too. Take care out in North Carolina. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Sounds good. Bye.
All right. Let's get this next call in. All right. I think we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. It's Dana. It's the other half of Dana and Amy from the Running Drink Podcast. How are you, sir?
Hey, you have me thinking about Krispy Kreme donuts all day, and it's all your fault on Instagram. Thanks.
That is a tradition that we do when we run Jeff Galloway's race in Atlanta, that the race course takes us right past the oldest Krispy Kreme in the city. And I joked with Amy the first year we ran it, ran inside and grabbed donuts. And now every time we run it, I pop in, grab donuts. And this past year, I got a bunch of donuts and started feeding the pacers on the course as well.
God bless you. That's all. I got a similar story. I got to tell you this one. So we had a bunch of friends come down from, like, Scott came down. Our friends, the Sheingolds, came from Indiana. We all ran, you know, those hot chocolate races. We had a series that came through.
Yeah.
So we did that in St. Louis. There was like a 5K and a 15K. I think we did both, or I don't know how it worked. But anyway, we're running through downtown St. Louis. And downtown St. Louis, there's a lot of shady areas. Like, you don't want to go off the beaten path. I mean, it's early in the morning, but I mean, still, like, it's not the safest place under normal circumstances. Of course, it's early in the morning. It's freezing. It's December in Missouri. It's just not really great. We're all bundled up. And we run past, we have a White Castle right in the middle of downtown. There's really no fast food places, but there's a White Castle. And my buddy Scott it was either Scott or Phil, maybe both. Neither one had never had White Castles. And I mean, this is like, you know, we're eating chocolate, these hot chocolate races. You get like Hershey's Kisses and, you know, little chocolate chunks and all this junk, like with your water stops. You're constantly eating all this sweet stuff. So anyway, I run up ahead of them and I run in the White Castle. This is like, you know, the race is early in the morning, probably like 8:30 in the morning. And I'm like, just give me a sack of sliders. Like, how many you want? I'm like, give me a dozen. I don't know. Like, and I need them fast. I'm like, I'm running this because they saw my number. They're like, are you in the race? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, it's kind of like you do with Dopey, like trying to ride rides. I'm like, yeah, I'm in the race, but I just need these sliders because I'm going to give them to my friends I'm running with. Like, okay. They got all excited. They throw them in the bag. I pay. I have my credit card. And so I bring them out and they're just like, Scott didn't like it. I could tell. And Scott likes a lot of food, but he ate it because we ate them as we ran. I'm like, you got it. These things are awesome, man. Because I love White Castle. They all ate them, but it was just fun that, you know, we were running a race, a hot chocolate nonetheless, but we're running down the streets of St. Louis with a sack of sliders, and I must have had six or seven because they wouldn't eat them. You know, like, maybe it's acquired.
That sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah. We got to do a slider race sometime, Dana. We'll have to make it happen.
Oh, that would be great. And plus, you added the savory component to a sweet race.
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Now I need we have Krispy Kreme and White Castle on the street across the street from us, and they're basically right across the street from each other. That could be a lethal combo tonight.
That's perfect. You could get one on the way out and one on the way back.
Oh, my God. And I've already had Mexican, so that would just be just take me to the hospital. don't run anywhere near me tomorrow.
Okay.
That's right. All right. So what do you got going on? What do you want to share?
Well, you know, I have a pixie dust moment, but it's probably non-traditional and maybe probably the grossest one that you're going to get all night.
And we're runners. That's gross is par for the course.
Yeah, well, a couple of years ago, we were doing the Star Wars up in Orlando, and, you know, we like to enjoy the parks after the race, and we don't often do Animal Kingdom for whatever reason. We tend to gravitate more towards the other parks, but that year, we decided, hey, let's go over to Animal Kingdom and just kind of really explore it. So, having a great time, taking photos, taking in, you know, the animals and the sights and smells, and actually doing getting some food for the show for our podcast, and we decided to go into the the birdhouse there.
Okay.
And if you've never been, it's fantastic. You get to see some of the most amazing birds, and you're actually in the aviary with them. And we're in there maybe 2 minutes tops, and I must have just timed it perfectly, but I was standing under a very large bird who apparently finished a meal not too long before we got there. And without getting too graphic, he ruined my shirt.
Keyword, perfectly. You said you timed it perfectly. It could be some different word, maybe. Terribly.
Yes. So, and I can't exaggerate how thoroughly my shirt was ruined and how large this bird was. I must have found the one pelican or pelican-sized bird they
had. Ostrich.
So I walk up to a cast member and I who was in there, and I said, I'm sorry to bother you, but as you can see, I've had a bit of an accident.
You're a
bird. Or at least one of your birds did.
Exactly.
Could you have some paper towels? And they actually gave me a voucher to go to one of the shops and purchase a new shirt.
You had to get some. I hope you got some crazy shirt you would, because I've always thought about that. Like, if I had something happen, because I've seen it happen with kids, like, you know, running and they rip their, you know, pants or something in the wintertime. You know, they'll get a merchandise voucher to go get something, just quick guest recovery. But I always said if I got something like that, I would have to get some crazy shirt that I would never get otherwise. Because, I mean, you know, like, it's one of those things. What'd you get?
We ended up, since it was Star Wars weekend, we happened to find the Star Wars section of the store. And we got the shirts that you can wear kind of as a couple. So one's got the outline of Han Solo. It says, I love you. The other one's got the outline of Princess Leia. And it says, I love you for Leia. And then I know for Han. So that was Amy and I's excuse to be twins while we were running around the park. So I had the Han Solo I know shirt. She had the Leia I love you shirt on. So I got a free shirt out of it, and then because I bought that shirt, Amy got a shirt out of it too. But you know, the cast member was great. It was everything she could do not to laugh, and I wouldn't have blamed her if she would have, because it was hysterical.
You know what? I got to tell you a story about those shirts. I've been wanting to get those shirts with my wife for ever since they came out, probably 10 years. And she will not do it. Like, she's like, I will not wear the couple, because she likes Star Wars too, but I'm a huge Star Wars fan. She goes, if we do it, the way our relationship works is I have to wear the shirt that says, I know. And because I'm always the one that says it first, you know, it's like, okay, fine. You got to wear the Han Solo. I'll wear the Princess Leia, whatever. But yeah, we're not. It's like, she won't go for it. And she's just not like a matching t-shirt kind of gal. You know, she likes her Disney shirts, her cute ones, like from Old Navy and stuff like that. But it's like, I keep telling her, because they have the hats and everything. I'm like, you know, we could get the hats. Nope, I don't wear hats. I'm like, gross. Yeah, so I'm jealous of you guys. You guys got to do the shirts. Oh, I want to do that.
We did. And it was perfect for that weekend. You know, it when in Rome, you know, you want to just fully embrace the Star Wars aspect, the Disney aspect. And like I said, it's kind of a gross magic moment that a cast member did for me. They didn't have to do anything. I was just looking for some paper towels, but they made our day and turned a pretty nasty situation into something that was pretty positive.
Well, I hope you sent a cast compliment on Twitter to not only the cast member, but also the bird. You know, that started it all.
Hashtag Toucan Sam. Yeah, no, we've gotten into the habit now. We every time we have a moment like that, we've never had a moment like that again, but we do our best to make sure that we shout those cast members out as much as we can, because, you know, everybody needs a pat on the back every now and then, and that's really great to be able to do it in a very public way, and we know that Disney's looking at those. So I would urge any of your listeners, if you're going to the parks, if you're going to any of the restaurants, and somebody really takes that extra step to make your trip that much more special, shout them out with a cast compliment. It means the world to them.
Absolutely. It's huge. Well, Dana, thanks so much for calling in. You guys have a good Friday night, and stay safe out there. And it's so good to talk to you.
Good talking to you, Mike. You keep up the great work. And,
take care.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Jealous. Bye. They're down in Florida. That's awesome. Down on the peninsula. All right, 407-413-9395. This has been a great show. We're getting so many great stories. I mean, even a bird relieving himself. It turns into a positive story. Who'd have thought? It's Disney. All right, we have our next call coming in. I believe it's coming from Lincoln, Nebraska. Wade, what's going on?
Hey, Mike. Happy Aloha Friday.
What's the Aloha Friday? I'm confused on that. Maybe I'm just missing it.
You know, it's kind of a Hawaii thing, and we use it a lot in our company because Paul Mitchell, we were founded in Hawaii.
Nice.
by Paul Mitchell and John Paul DeJoria. So, but it's also a thing in Hawaii. It's kind of like, hey, it's Friday, you know, hang loose.
I'll shaka, take it. I'm just shaka
Aloha
right here.
Friday.
Yeah, hey, I'm in. From every Friday from henceforth will now be Aloha Friday thing. I love it.
And if you got a Hawaiian shirt, you put that on, and there you go, put a little Hawaiian music on, and you know, it's kind of like the Hawaiian TGIF.
Yeah, we had I have a bunch of Hawaiian Disney shirts. I'll have to wear one next Friday when we do this. And in our wedding, we had that Somewhere Over the Rainbow by the guy, you can't pronounce his name. He played the ukulele. Love that. I love What a Wonderful World's probably my favorite all-time song. So that version of it
great
was incredible.
Song. Oh, yeah. He's a great artist. I think it's Israel Kamakamaweole, yeah. I think is how you say it. I think.
Close enough for me. that's it. Yes. So what's going on? What story you got to share tonight?
You know, I got a couple. It's funny. My wife and I were talking, and even last night, I'm like, okay, what's the pixie dust that's happened to us? We've been there, I don't know, 50 times in the last 20 years, something like that. And we were both like, I don't know. I don't know. I think it was Eric, I think, that said it. Yes, he goes, yeah, I go a lot, but I'm not sure I get the pixie dust.
That's funny.
but I have a couple, actually. And one is, do you remember George Weaver, the mayor of Main Street?
I do, and I have I have lots and lots of pictures. Because I made it a point to get my picture with him every trip, first time to Magic Kingdom.
Me too. If I could find him and you'd hit it the right time in the morning and he'd give you a little card.
Yeah, I have. I have this. I was going to say, I have the business cards. You're right. I have those too.
It'd say the Honorable George Weaver. Yep. It would say, pull the lever, vote for Weaver.
Yes.
Is what it says on the card.
Yes.
So anyway, you know, we love to go to the plaza for lunch. And so I'd always see these people winning, you know, it'd be, the 100th customer of the day. And I remember I used to tell my kids, it'd be great if we could win. I think you win a cupcake or a dessert of your choice. And so the last time before he unfortunately passed away, we were there and he comes in and I think he's got, you know, one of the women, you know, with the suffragette voter thing, you know, women's voting rights with on her sash and all. And I'm like, they're going to do the 100th guest again. And he stands up and he goes, the 100th guest of the day at the plaza. The Wade Anderson family. And I'm like, what? I got it. I stood up. I'm like, it's like I won the marathon. And I was like, it's me. Yeah. People are like, what? So I got a cupcake from the Honorable George Weaver.
That's
which
cool.
Which was pretty exciting.
But more importantly, you have the story forever. And I mean, you know, if Mayor Weaver was still with us, and I could go on a science tangent on that's the best of Disney was people like him, you know, because it's so funny that like you said his name and I can totally picture his face. And, you know, he was I met him so many times and no kidding. Like he would shake your hand. Like, you know, I don't shake a lot of politicians' hands, but I mean, he would shake your hand and he would give you that, like, you know, like I always perceived like politics to be like, yes, young man, thanks for coming back to Main Street USA. You know, he just have this conversation with you. And it was just, I mean, it set the day because you typically hadn't been in the Magic Kingdom 10 or 15 minutes and people are hustling by to get to Space Mountain or go ride Jungle Cruise or whatever. But in that moment in time, like it was just you and him in the park. And it was, he was so good at what he did. It was just, I love it. I mean, you know, cupcake or not, you got the story. And that's what really what, you know, when you think about it, when you boil it all down, that's really what our trips are all about. It's about the memories and the stories.
That's absolutely right. And there was a woman that worked there also, and her name was Dot. I don't know if you remember her, but she retired a couple of years ago, but she had worked there from day one in 1971. And we would always ask for her to be our server. And she was the nicest woman in the world. And she just, she waited on us. And we actually she waited on us on her last day.
Oh.
And this was like, I want to say 3 years ago. So you go 71 to, you know, 2017 or 16 or whatever it was. That's a long time, right? And she's one of the original, you know, cast members of the Magic Kingdom. And she told us, we said, it's great to see you again. She goes, well, it's my last day. And we were, we all like started like getting choked up. Like, wait, what?
No kidding. It
can't be your last day. And this, you know, so I've been here since 71. He goes, I've got grandkids now and I just want to spend more time with them. And so now each time we go, we're like, oh, I remember Dot. And then we're like, well, I hope she's enjoying her grandkids. So, you know, but she was just the coolest lady that's been there. Yeah.
Well, so
since the beginning, since they opened the doors.
Not on that level, but you know, like the ultimate, I've shared this one on the trip or on the show a couple times that we were at the studios and Mallory and Paige had to renew their annual passes because I had mine from marathon from one of the race weekends where I was down solo. And I don't know why, but Pam's was good for some reason too. I think it was from when we went down for Summit Cheerleading because Mallory had free tickets because of the competition or whatever. So Mallory and Paige needed their annual passes renewed. So we go up to the studios window outside the studios because we're going to do this. I thought, well, the line's shorter outside because we could have done it inside too. But I was like, it's probably a little shorter outside. You know, it's kind of a mess inside once you go to guest relations. So we just kind of on a whim went to this window. And it was a girl who was her last, her name was Jocelyn. It was her last day of the college of her internship. It wasn't a college program, it was an internship. And and she had been there for a long time. We were her last customers. And she said, it's kind of a tradition that we do something special, like on our last transaction of our internship. And I'm like, oh, dude, we're getting a cupcake. I'm like, we're getting a button. I'm like, this is cool. Like, this is going to be awesome. Like, we're going to get like a fast pass. You know, I'm like, this is great. Like, we're going
to get a fast pass.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're going to get like a fast pass, like, you know, or Smuggler's Run because Rise wouldn't open that.
Yeah.
I was like, this is great. Dude, she copped those two annual passes. They almost had to call an ambulance. God. I almost had a, because you know me, I'm like so cheap. And I'm just like, dude, two annual passes, like this is going to be like $1,400, you know, like $1,500, I don't know what they were.
It's
over $1,000 for two, because, you know, they're both adults in Disney's eyes. And I'm just like, oh, dude, I'm dreading that. Just take my card and just don't tell me the total. Just don't tell me. And she's like, is that cool that we caught? I'm like, wow. I was like screaming. We're like cheering. Like, we're like, get out here. We got to get a picture. She came out, like her friend came out. It was one of those things. I mean, monetarily, the value was extremely kind. Like, it's never going to happen again.
Yeah.
But it was just the shock value of, she was so happy because she saw us. Like, we knew, like, maybe some people might not appreciate it as much as we did. I think everybody would, but it was just so shocking that could happen. And it was just I'll never forget Jocelyn, because she was smiling as big as we were. And I had the biggest smile you can imagine. It was great.
I can imagine. I got my pass like up. My wife said that mine expired earlier, and I got mine. She said, you know what? I'll just make it so they're both the same expiration. I'm like, all right, 60 extra days or whatever it was, you know, so that's as close as I got to that.
Shoot, I'd have been dancing for a fast pass that night. You know, I wasn't expecting anything.
Yeah.
Well, that is awesome.
That's my story. I guess the only other thing real quick is I think I mentioned on a show a while back is, when they set our bags on the curb for Magical Express when we weren't there, and they took our bags and they took them to Orlando Airport, and then, like, you know, the lost and found grabs them and we have nothing, you know, and fly back. They did give us the hotel stay and a couple tickets, you know, 5 nights wherever we wanted. But that was kind of we had to go through some pain first of our bags disappearing for a while.
They had no pain.
You know, the Disney did make it right. Yeah.
So we were talking earlier in the show, and you're more in business. Like, I'm trying to learn things. I'm always trying to, like, today I spent all day learning OBS so we can do live streams on the Patreon. And I love that. I love learning stuff that I know nothing about. I was getting frustrated today, but I think I got it like 10% figured out, which is way better than it was. But I was talking about guest recovery in a business like Disney, and obviously, I've never been an employee. I've never been a cast member. I don't know exactly how the training goes. I know the stories of traditions and so forth. But it seems like, you know, in a business like Disney, and any business, you know, I try to do this myself, is that a negative experience or some unforeseen circumstance that's not trending positive, that can be an opportunity to really turn it around as something that turns out to be something very positive. And I think Disney might do this better than anybody else, you know, with, like you said, with your luggage getting all screwed up and you're out. But I mean, they turned it around to where you're not on message boards, you're not on social media bashing them. Instead, you're saying, well, you know, this shouldn't have happened, but the reaction to the situation was, you know, it met my expectations or exceeded my expectations. I think they're really good at that.
they're fantastic at it. And that's, you know, I kept telling myself when we were there, because, you know, it, one thing was my backpack with my laptop, my Bose earphones, my Beats earphones, my Apple AirPods, you know, I was going down the list going, oh no, you know, the cost. And, but I told myself, look, you know what, there's nothing I can do. You got to stay calm and it'll work out. You know, it's just stuff. It'll work out. And I was very calm. The manager at Animal Kingdom Lodge, her name is Jonette. She's the nicest woman in the world. She's still, I keep in touch with her still. Send her a little bit of hair product. She gets us a great Savannah view the last time we were there. So, you know, she's always like, let me know when you're coming, no matter what property it is. I'm like, oh, okay. So, you know, it turned out to be just a friendship and, you know, just an exact, I've used this with our company too, saying this is exactly what happened. It was a bad situation that they took care of it in the end. And guess what? I now tell people Disney's unbelievable. They're fantastic. Look what they do. I don't go on, you know, like you said, you write bad reviews or say, oh, this happened. How dare them? I'm like, no, you know what? They made it right. They made it more than right. Mm-hmm. I got my stuff back and they did all this over and above. I mean, they know I'm a good customer and yeah, I spent a lot of money there and I choose to spend my money there, but it's because I enjoy it. And look what they did when something, and like I said, I've been there. I don't know. I get those surveys. Like, how many times have you been? I'm like, I don't know, over 30, 50. I don't know what it is. I've lost count, fortunately. But so even though I say, you know, things are going to go wrong, something's going to happen, but they made it right. And they didn't have to do what they did. So it was just, it's just pretty cool.
It is.
You know, they know what they're doing.
They do. And that's it. Yeah, I mean, because it's totally it. I mean, it's the overall environment of just being there. You know, the positivity of the cast members. Every once in a while, you find a bad egg. That's not necessarily a bad egg, but they're just, you know, they're just kind of having maybe a bad day. Every once in a while, you see somebody going through the motions. But for the most part, you see folks that they're looking for opportunities to brighten your day. And that's why I go back. You know, it's always in unexpected places. It could be the person that's cleaning your room. It could be the person at the check-in desk. It could be the person that's cleaning up the food court. You know, it's not necessarily the people that are strapping you in for Rock and Roller Coaster, like I think a lot of, you know, first-timers might think.
That's right. Yep. I agree 100%.
Awesome.
So, no doubt.
All right. Well, Wade, you guys have a good Friday night, and I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Okay. Thanks, Mike. Take care.
Stay safe, buddy. Bye. All right. Bye-bye. All right, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Great calls tonight. This has been a lot of fun. I got to share my story real quick. Pixie Dust on the Disney Cruise Line. We were family of the day for the very first Be Our Guest podcast cruise back a while back. But, yeah, we got to be the first on the ship. They announced us. They said our names. We got a picture first on the boat, first into the restaurant. Talk about winning. That's winning to me. All right, we have our next call on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Marlessa. Happy Friday.
Hey, you're calling from a different number, are you not?
I don't. My iPhone, you know when the iPhone just decides to randomly give an update on you?
Okay. All right, because I'm trying to keep track of all the regulars, so I make sure I get you guys in. But yeah, I'm like, oh, okay, it's a new, okay, well, hey, glad to have you in. It's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you got tonight?
I was like, I was probably surprised them, but nope, still me. Not multiple Marlessas. But yeah, so fun topic. You know, I was thinking of you because I've been seeing like all on social media today, like the top fast foods by state. And I was shocked that you didn't single-handedly make Taco Bell.
I didn't see it. What was Missouri?
Chuck E. Cheese.
What?
Actually.
I mean,
I know.
I mean, I'll eat some Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, but most of my like nephews and all them, they're getting older. We haven't been to a Chuck E. Cheese. Well, of course they're closed, but we haven't been there in a while. But I mean, I've tore up some Chuck E. Cheese in the day, but I mean, it's definitely not my favorite. Chuck E. Cheese, that's wrong. Like,
I don't know.
What was New York's?
New York's was embarrassing. It was Sparrow. And, you know, anyone that lives in New York, it's kind of like that, even like a joke on The Office of like a true New York slice is Sparrow. And the joke is that, you know, like obviously if you're in New York, like, you know, you don't go to like a fast food pizza place, you go to one of the many more like authentic pizza places, but yeah.
Sbarro,
so I don't think it's accurate.
Sbarro though, that's the place like at the mall that has the pizza by the slice, right? Because I think they're only in malls here.
Yeah.
Never had it. I guess a new experience I gotta have. I need to try Sbarro. I try to shop on Amazon. I don't go to the malls very often. I'm not a big shopper. But not today. It would be like an exciting like vacation to actually go to a shopping mall, I guess. I don't know.
It would be, like, I was even saying, like, if there was, like, a Target in walking distance for me, but, like, that would be so exciting right now.
I went to a Target yesterday. It was incredible. Boring, but, I mean, I was glad to be out of the house, like, because I had to go, and it was just Mallory and my wife Pam went to look at some clothes for Mallory, so that was totally boring, but at least I got to walk through the electronics, and, you know, I'm not buying anything, of course, right now, but it was just fun to be out of the house. But it's weird, though, because it's my first time being in there since this all started. And they did have, like, the social distancing spots on the floor. And you could only go, like, this way and that way. And, you know, there were people wiping stuff down. It was different. But, I mean, I felt a lot safer because of all those precautions. It was fine. I'm good, I guess. I'm still here.
Yeah.
I survived Target.
I survived Target. That would be a very interesting
yeah,
novel.
Yes.
I survived Target. So I guess for Pixie Dust stories, so I had one that happened, it's not like a cast member doing it, but it's something I've always remembered and appreciated, from when I was a kid, just, you know, so I'm an only child, so like, my parents and I, and this was my like first ever trip to Disney, and we were just like walking around Animal Kingdom, and another, family of three, they kind of just like walked up to us and had you know, the paper fast passes, of course, back in the day, that they weren't using for It's Tough to Be a Bug, which, you know, isn't necessarily the, I don't think it's ever been really the attraction that needs a fast pass, quote unquote, but yeah, so that was just, I know it's not like a typical Pixie Dust story, but I think it's just so great when that kind of thing can happen at Disney, and like I've had like some other great like more like cast member stories too, like I've told you even like the slushy story, like the free slushy. And we, my boyfriend and I, like we had an experience a couple trips ago where, we were at Skipper Canteen and the, our waitress, who is also, from the college program, like helped us, get a secure, a fast pass to, Jungle Cruise. Well, I mean, not really a fast pass, more like she, we felt like we were special VIPs and she kind of was like, oh, you guys think it's trend right Jungle Cruise on this trip? Well, we'll take you right over there right now. Mm-hmm. Like that was pretty cool. But I think just, you know, so like those are all awesome, but I think just that kind of childhood memory of just, you know, random family that we don't know from anywhere, just yes, like, you know, coming up to us with a paper fast pass.
That's one of the things I really, really miss about, and of course, you know, my Disney experience has a lot of pluses because I'm a technology guy. I love it. But we used to do that constantly because back in the day we would, you know, for a long time, they didn't enforce the return times. So like, as long as you had it, you could use it that day, whether it expired at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you could still use it that night. So we'd bank a bunch of them. And then what would happen is, you know, inevitably, you know, Paige would get tired and I would get tired or Pam would get tired and we'd be like, it's hot. Let's just go back and swim. You know, we're not going to use all these fast passes. So it was the same thing. Like we were a family of three. It was Pam, Paige and I. This was way before Mallory. And so we'd eye it up. You know, we'd be walking down Main Street, you know, a lot of people coming in for the evening. We're walking out to go back to the hotel, to Pop Century to swim. And, you know, it was kind of a game that we'd have Paige play like, okay, look for a family of three, you know, give them to a family of four. Cause then somebody's going to get left out. You know, don't do that. You know, if it's a couple, that's the last, you know, if we make it all the way down to Town Square and we haven't found a family of three, we'll give it to a couple. They'll have an extra, but it was one of those things because it was so fun to see somebody's face when you handed them like a Space Mountain or a pirate, you know, it have to be something, you know, it's before Seven Dwarfs, but it was just cool because it was just unexpected, like guest to guest magic, which there's some of that nowadays, but I don't think we have as much opportunity as we used to. The paper fast passes really lent themselves to that.
Right. And I always love those moments. As I was telling the childhood story one, I can't believe I forgot this one. It was one that actually just happened on our trip earlier this year where we were at Oga's Cantina and we were just like, you know, talking a bit to the couple next to us. And they bought us a round of drinks. Which was especially cool because
in Ogas, that's expensive.
I know. And Mike, it got even better. So we were just kind of talking about like, the drinks that interest us. And like, I was kind of thinking of getting the Bespin Fizz, but then I was like, no, like that's one of the most expensive drinks on the thing. And, like, I didn't say that out loud to them, but I was just kind of thinking to myself, okay, I'm going to get my second drink. I'm either going to you know, because I had the Fuzzy Tauntaun as my first one. I was either going to be really cheap and get like one of the non-alcoholic ones as my second, you know, drink, or just, I don't know, cheap, you know, or honestly just be happy with the one drink. But then, like, you know, the couple of times, like, they, you know, they bought me the best one. I was like, all right, this is awesome. This is awesome. Like, I don't know. Like, I swear, like, I didn't say anything. I wasn't hinting. I was like, oh gosh, it'd be so good to have that Best in Fizz, but I don't know, $16. Like, I don't know. But, and I mean, like, there are, again, like, I think another caller said this the other day, but there are a lot of aspects of Disney that, feel cheap compared to New York City. Aoga's Cantina is not one of them. Like, that's pretty much on par, pretty much on par. But that was like just like so awesome, and I like love those moments. And like, I know, like, obviously, you know, so many stories like from tonight and from like last night, and just, you know, just like things we've all heard over the years of how wonderful the cast members are. And like, I love the cast members, but I also think it's so wonderful and maybe a bit underrated, like that cast, not the cast, oh man, the you know, the like person to person, like the guest, yes, the guest magic, I think, as you said. Or even just like, you know, that's something that's really cool about the Skyliner, that I don't know how much that will change. Like, I don't know if, I would imagine that there's a good chance that maybe for the next few months or maybe the next year, it's just your party, mm-hmm, per gondola, or gondola as a
gondola.
But gondola, but it was like so cool. Like the times I like was on, like, I would always like strike up a conversation with, you know, whoever was across. Like, there were a few times where it was like someone that was there for the first time, and I was able to kind of help them out, give them some, you know, advice. Like, they were a little confused about like Rise of the Resistance or things like that. And some other times they're just like, hey, we both like Star Wars, let's talk, mm-hmm, about that while we're on, yep, this.
It's like the buses, sky, but it's more intimate in the Skyliner. This is crazy, because I've only been there three times while the Skyliner's been running: September, January, and February. I've met, and because again, I go down, those trips were all solo trips. I've met four different times. I've been in a Skyliner bucket with somebody that's listened to the podcast, random person too. It's crazy. Like, the chances of that happening, because I mean, we have a lot of people listen, but not that many in the grand scheme of things. It's like so bizarre, because, like, you know, I'm like, they'd be like, or, you know, because it's, see, like, my pop socket has like, it says Be Our Guest Podcast, like, it's got the logo. And, you know, somebody else was like, that's Mike. And it was Robbie Bottoms. He's from out in California, out in Anaheim. And I mean, it was just, it's so funny. And you're right. Even if you don't know people, you're like face to face for like 10 minutes, and you already have something to talk about. You have so much to talk about. You've come from the same place. Like, maybe you're staying at Caribbean Beach. We got something to talk about there. You know, you left the studios. Oh man, you got tons to talk about there. Epcot. It's and everybody's just, you know, you're on vacation. Like, that is one of the things I love about Disney trips, is meeting people and just talking. Cause, you know, you could talk to somebody from North Carolina, you could talk to somebody from Japan, talk to somebody from Australia. It's so crazy. And that's one of my favorite things about Disney trips.
Absolutely. And I know, like, you know, I'm still working from home, and like most people, I think a lot of people are still working from home. But, you know, I always kind of think of how, you know, casual Disney talk is so much more interesting than casual office talk. You know, yes, like, you go into Monday morning in the office, it's like, it's always like, what'd you do this weekend? Or like, what do you have for lunch today? Whereas Disney, it's like, oh, what did you write at Hollywood Studios? What are your best buds for the day?
Yeah, seriously.
Really switches it up for sure.
Absolutely.
But yeah, and so I'm glad I got to call in. I was worried. I was like, oh no, I keep trying on my other phone, but it's messing up. So I was like, Frank, give me your phone. Gotta call in.
Well, the good news is, with all the shows, we have another one in 23 hours, and so we'll get a whole bunch more calls tomorrow night. I can't wait.
That's true. And yeah, so I'm looking forward to the Lizard Fun Run tomorrow, but I'm not gonna brave the other challenge, you know, because. But I'm like you. If my sleep, I am so specific with it. If I'm like down an hour, I'm grumpy the rest of the day, and yep, I need my sleep. I don't know. I need my sleep schedule.
I get migraine.
Even though I wake up before sunrise for
I get up super early, and if I don't get my sleep, like, seriously, I get migraines, and I can't. Like, right now, it's just so busy with all the modifications, cancellations, the chaos of travel that I can't go down for a couple of days, as much as I want to do this crazy thing, and I'll be cheering everybody on, but I just know it'd screw me up for like a week, and I can't right now.
Oh yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely don't bounce back as fast as some other people do. Like, if I have like one off night of sleep, I'm I'm just like, I'm definitely off for quite a few days. And I mean, I go to bed early. I wake up early, but I need to have my sleep schedule.
Same here.
You and I both sound like we're 80 years old. I know, but sir, you know what?
I am. I walk like an 80 year old. I go to bed. I eat early. I'm basically 80. I mean, I accept it. It's fine. it's all good. All right. Well, Melissa, thanks for calling in and have a great Friday night. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
All right, need to talk to you
all
soon.
Right, see you later. Bye-bye. All right, well, that's going to do it for tonight's show. Great calls. Boy, we just had constant calls and all positive stuff. I love this. This is why we do the show. We got to share so many fun memories. We got to talk about, you know, this pixie dust. We don't go down for this stuff. We don't go down for the extras and the bonuses. You know, if we get it, we get it. If we don't, we don't. We're still happy for the most part. But it's fun to share these things because sometimes good things happen to good people, and that's really what it sounded like to me tonight. Don't forget, give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter, at BRGuestPod and at BRGuestMike, and of course, Facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. Three ways to support the show. So, book your next trip with the Magic for Less Travel over at themagicforless.com. Also, use our Amazon affiliate link, BRGuestPodcast.com/Amazon, and you can become a patron to get a little bit of behind-the-scenes footage and some extra stuff each day. It's over at Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Thanks to all our patrons, over 300 already. I sure appreciate you guys. You're helping us keep everything going here during these slow times in travel. All right, hope everybody has a great Friday night. We'll be back again at it in less than 23 hours, Saturday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right here on Facebook. You guys stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BRGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.